How to Protect Your Mental Health from Traumatic Content on Social Media by Dr. Joanne Santiago, Associate Medical Director of SSS. Have you noticed that every time you open Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you end up scrolling through terrible news? Footage from war zones, news about assassinations, violent political conflicts, and tragedies from all over the world. It's as if our phone has become a window to all the horrible things happening around the planet. This is not a coincidence. Social media has been designed to capture our attention, and unfortunately, the most compelling news tend to be the most traumatic and negative ones. The problem is that this constant exposure is seriously affecting our mental health. Daily barrage of negative information. Think about it. Just 30 years ago, people only learned about the tragedies that happened in their own cities or countries when they read it on the newspaper or heard about it in the nightly news. Now, in just 5 minutes of scrolling through social media, we get to see footage of armed conflict in faraway countries, news of violent crimes showing explicit images, political debates mired in hate speech and antagonism, witness accounts from victims of natural disasters, content relating to accidents and disasters. All of this reaches us, unfiltered and without warning, consistently throughout the day. Our brain, which is designed to process threats in our immediate surroundings, are now also dealing with traumatic events all over the world. How does this constant exposure affect us? Scientific research has shown that repeatedly viewing traumatic content can cause several problems. Anxiety. Our body remains in a constant state of alert, as if we were in danger all the time. This can lead to heart palpitations, sweating, and restlessness. Deep sadness. Seeing so much suffering can make us feel that the world is a horrible place where life is not worth living. Trouble sleeping. Disturbing images linger in our minds and make it hard for us to get a good night's sleep. Inability to focus. In the midst of so many negative news stories going around, it can be difficult to focus on our studies or work. Loss of hope. We may start thinking that there's nothing good in the world and that things will never get better. Strategies to protect your mental health. 1. Set specific schedules to check social media. Instead of checking your phone every 5 minutes, set aside specific times of the day to go on social media. For example, 30 minutes after lunch, 1 hour at night, after completing your tasks at any other time. Keep your phone in another room or set it to airplane mode. This will help you regain control over when and how much time you spend consuming this content. 2. Train your algorithm to show you positive content. Social media algorithms learn from what you do. If you want to see less traumatic content, you need to teach the app which type of content you prefer. If you see a violent or disturbing video, quickly scroll down, skip. Select not interested or hide on negative posts. Follow accounts that publish positive content such as animals, art, music, sports, or science. Interact, like, comment, and share only with content that makes you feel good. Use the mute feature to avoid seeing posts associated with muted terms, such as murder, war, or words related to subjects that affect you. 3. Do a digital detox. Take regular social media breaks, such as logging off 1 hour before bedtime, taking 1 day a week away from checking your apps, taking 1 week a month to spend it in offline activities. Instead, during these breaks, spend time doing things that engage your mind, such as reading a book, going for a stroll, meeting up with friends, taking up a hobby, or simply enjoying the silence. 4. Be mindful of your content consumption. Before opening any social media platform, ask yourself, why do I want to open this app? How am I feeling right now? How do I want to feel later? Do I have a time limit to hang around in here? If you're only checking in because you're bored, you're better off finding healthier alternatives. 5. Don't be afraid to seek professional help. if you notice that the content on social media is constantly affecting your daily life, your performance at school, your family relations, or your mood, it is time to reach out to a psychologist or counselor. Looking for professional help is not a sign of weakness, but of emotional intelligence. A professional can teach you specific techniques to handle the anxiety and stress caused by exposure to traumatic content. Remember, you are in control. Social media sites are amazing tools for connection, learning, and entertainment, but they can also become sources of stress and trauma if we don't use them conscientiously. Your mental health is as important as your physical health. The same way you watch what you eat to keep your body healthy, you should also watch what your mind consumes to protect your mental balance. Start implementing these strategies today. Your emotional well-being is worth more than all the likes or comments on social media.